Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Hey, Ronnie, hit it! LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, you all know by now, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and the Broncos, the winners take it all. Well, you all know I have a beautiful affair with Colorado. So, Denver, do your thing, Super Bowl Sunday. But yes, well, you know, Valentine's Day is just next week, and it's not too late to go to VanessaNoel.com and get one of my favorite things, the baby cashmere scarves for the one you love. Whether it's the man in your life, the woman in your life, the tranny in your life, whatever, just a human being in your life, the love of your life, send them a Vanessa Noel cashmere scarf. I love them. You can get them at VanessaNoel.com. Speaking of Valentine's Day, you know I'm doing so many things in the city right now. In New York, concrete jungle, where dreams are made of. They really are, and mine are coming true every day. So I hope your dreams are coming true as well. Tweet me at Max Tucci. If it's your first time listening to Max and Friends, welcome to the show. And if you guys are here, like you're always here every Sunday night, I welcome you back and I love you. Hey, there's a listener we've got to send out some love to. She was in a wicked, wicked car accident, Linda. So just know that we're praying for you. We love you. We miss your tweets during the show, and I know that you're on life support right now in Florida, but we send you our love. That's what tonight's show is all about. It's about love and sending out love to those that we love. So I send out love to all of you. And yes, my birthday is Valentine's Day, and I will be in Boulder, Colorado, snowmobiling with a ton of my friends celebrating life, love, and Valentine's Day. But if you're in New York, you know where you need to go. Go to Delmonico's for dinner. It's all about Valentine's Day, and you know you've made it when you go to Delmonico's. So bring the love of your life there and treat them to some beautiful oysters and a beautiful Delmonico's steak and a baked Alaska. I had the most glamorous birthday lunch at Delmonico's last week. And so many great friends were there. Carmen Mark Volvo, Vanessa Noel, Prince Dimitri of Yugoslavia, my dear friend Donatella, you all know her from Food Network, and of course Chef Hugo, and Rutanya Alda came out to join us. And we had a great time with Rutanya and Jim Simon, his book. We've had him on the show here. So we had a wonderful lunch. Thank you to Delmonico's in New York. Go to 56 Beaver Street, on the corner of South William. You know, I've got a beautiful love affair with Delmonico's because it's in my DNA. My grandfather and father loved that place, and they really made it into the historic name that it is today. So go to Delmonico's with the love of your life for Valentine's Day, or just go this week and tell them Max sent you. But listen, here's the story. Y'all remember Valerie Love, because I just love Valerie. So in the spirit of love and in the spirit of Valentine's Day around the corner and the spirit of loving one another, Valerie Love is like traveling right now through Abu Dhabi and she's on her way to India. And I said, you know what? I can't do a full show tonight because I wanted Valerie to be here and she's traveling. So, you know, we just dip into the Max and Friends archives, which are at latalkradio.com/Max. And you can go there and find almost 8 years of shows. Can you believe that? 8 years. First of To the Max and now of Max and Friends. It's been a beautiful love affair with LA Talk Radio, who is celebrating their 8th year this year, LA Talk Radio being in Aquarius. Sam, do your thing. Congratulations to the whole team at LA Talk Radio, who literally give you every single day shows that are cool and shows where we can say what we want and shows that make LA Talk Radio now an international destination for people all around the world to come and tune in and hear what's going on. Well, tonight we're going to do a replay for you for Max and Friends. I got to say hi to Stacy and everyone in LA. How you doing at Jade Umbrella? But here's the deal. It's all about love tonight. Y'all love her so much, Valerie Love, because so do I. Well, Valerie is back in one of our best of shows tonight. And this is a show that we did, gosh, in 2014. And it's all about helping you tap into your intuition and giving you advice on how to take your life to the max. It's an absolute inspirational show. Valerie Love is absolutely divine. You must stay tuned to this show tonight because it will elevate you, it will inspire you, and it will really make you want to love. It will make you want to love. Listen, tweet me at Max Tucci, always. Please tweet me at Max Tucci. Follow me on Instagram, the number 2, To The Max Tucci is there. On Facebook, of course, we have the Max Tucci Facebook page. Come and join me there. I love you all for tuning in. I'm going right now to go enjoy New York because this is the city that I was born in. It gives me such an abundance of energy. I love New York. I love you all for listening. And stay tuned to the rest of the show for Valerie Love giving you advice on how you can really just tap into the love that you have within you. We're all born into love. We really are. We're created by love. And here we're here to love. So Valerie Love, coming up next on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I'm here every Sunday night, as often as I can be, if I'm not Sean Scott is here, holding down the fort or Nikki Haskell's in the house. But we've got some great political shows coming up. But don't go anywhere. Please hang around for the rest of the show and be inspired by Valerie Love. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. I love you all for tuning in. But really, I'm not going anywhere because I'm here now with Valerie Love on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We have a great guest and a great friend to the show joining us tonight. And the lesson, the life class tonight with Valerie Love is abundance for all. It was a revelation on the 20th of November. And we're going to hear Valerie Love's story on why abundance for all is taking her across this world and her journey is beginning. The journey always has been. I think, you know, we spoke earlier before the show, and it's when the what is so clear, what is it that you want? Then all of a sudden, the how and the when just happen naturally because you're in the flow of your purpose. So I'm going to welcome my friend, the Christian Witch. I'm saying that to get you all going. Valerie Love is joining me again on Max and Friends. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. I always love coming here, Max.
What's a good time?
You know, and the last time I had you on, I said, we've got to have you back for the full hour because there's so much to talk about. And then we get into it. And right when we get into it, it's like, Max and friends, we got to go. But we're going to sit back. We're going to just enjoy the moment. We're going to take Abundance for All, which is a life class. So everyone, get your pencils, your pens, your iPads, your memories, whatever it is ready. And if you forget, don't worry, because you can go to latalkradio.com/Max, and you can get all of my archives of nearly 7 years there. So don't worry. You're not going to miss any part of the show. But how you loving, Valerie Love?
I am wonderful, magical, grateful. My next grandbaby is coming in 3 days on Wednesday. I'm thrilled. I'm enthralled with life. I'm in love with life.
How and you know why? I think life is in love with you too. And you know why?
Yes.
Because I believe so strongly when we love life that life loves us back.
Yes.
And it's just being in that moment where, you know what, life, I love you and you love me. That's, I think, such a strong, that just hit me. I won't remember what I'm going to say, but that just hit me like a good old ton of love. Right?
It is true. It's absolutely
true.
Life
loves you because you love it back. I like that. All right. I'm loving. I'm doing great. You know, every time I do this show, I'm always like, you know, it's always about the next show. And tonight I'm like, it's about this show tonight. I'm not going to worry about what's next. I'm not going to worry about what was. And I'm just going to say tonight is a night where we're going to offer beautiful wisdom to so many people out there who are listening. And I love you all for listening. Really, it's why I'm here is because of you all. Because if I didn't have you, there would just be a lot of talk. But you listen. So when I talk and you listen, it absorbs in your brains. That's why I want to make this a show really of good times and wisdom. Because we can get it wherever we go. Sometimes it's from a crazy white rabbit that runs down a hole. So Valerie Love is going to tell us about that, because Abundance for All is the theme of our show tonight. And before we inspire you to become abundant, we're going to play one of my favorite holiday songs so we can just get our thoughts together to give you a show that is going to shake the foundations of abundance to which you knew it, to bring it to a higher level of understanding so that you can actually be in it, live it, absorb it, love it, and know it to be true. Happy holidays on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Valerie Love.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if dinners are wearing thin, pack your load down the road, come to Holiday.
calendar keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, on the East Coast, it's 11:11. Time to open up. That portal is meeting us so beautifully. Can you believe, Valerie Love, that it's 11:11 right now? I can.
I love 11:11. Oh, my God. I love it.
That's our time. So our time to tell everyone about Abundance for All. Now, you've been teaching this for a long time. This has been one of your missions, I think. So why now is it so important for all of us to get in that mindset of understanding not only abundance for me and you, but abundance for all? Hit it.
Because now, as never before in human history, we all collectively on this planet have come to a place where we've taken this evolutionary leap. And the evolutionary leap that we've taken on the heels of the internet, so we had the internet, that's a huge evolutionary leap. It was a web, it's a worldwide web, right? And we wanted to be weaved together. And then from the internet sprung up Facebook and social media and Twitter and all the wonderful ways we actually reach out and touch each other. If it wasn't for that, how would we be having this conversation? Because Max, we met on social media.
That's right.
And YouTube and all of that sprung up from that. Well, in all of that, we would have had to have thought that internet money would have sprung up at some point in time. And I've got to say, not only has it sprung up, it has created the atmosphere for there finally to be abundance for all. And that strikes so deeply at the core of who I am, because I was in Kenya. I've seen people who they say are the poorest of the poor. Mm-hmm. Yet, there was abundance.
It's beautiful duality. So let's break down what abundance means to you.
To me, abundance means the fullness of divine good in the ways you desire to experience it. The fullness of divine good, that's what abundance is. It's the fullness of divine good right where you are in the ways that you desire to experience it. So the other day I was having a delicious salmon dinner with my brother. That's the fullness of divine good right there. That's abundance. That salmon on my plate, sorry vegans, you know, that was the abundance of the moment. This conversation. This is the fullness of divine good that we are sharing together with all of the ones who are connected to us in this moment, in this conversation. This is the fullness of divine good. This is abundance. You know, when you put on a pair of socks, you know, I bought a new furry, fuzzy pair of socks the other day, and they feel so soft and wonderful and warm and cozy. This is the fullness of divine good on my feet right now. That's abundance to me. So abundance is always unfolding, always. It's natural.
Mm-hmm. I'm just tweeting this right now. Abundance is the fullness of divine good. So,
isn't it?
It is. I just believe it. It is a tweet, and it's going out right now, and it's quoting you. But now here's the reality, because this I'm taking as a life class. So, you know, I take it seriously in the sense that every time I have you on, it's like you just come around. You are like this. Like this bag of seeds. And
ooh,
you just plant
really?
A seed. You are. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, that's what it means. I love it. And you take that seed and you've got like wildflowers, because who knows what it's going to be. And you just sprinkle them around. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, because of the magic that's in you, it's like within 30 seconds, something's already growing. There's my testimony
to
you.
I love that.
It is. You are just my bag of wild seeds, and I love planting them, because abundance is the fullness of divine good. And you know what's important about that is that so many of us have a misconception of what abundance is. You know, we're such in a world of monetary things, jets and planes and cars and money and houses, big ones, big ones, which are all beautiful. Mm-hmm. But when you go down to the abundance being the fullness of divine good, I could be in this moment right now with a cup of water and a candle. And that's all I need because it's good for this moment.
Yes. Isn't that the abundance of the moment? And it's always appearing the next moment and the next moment and the next moment.
Yeah.
Yet if we're not thinking about the next moment, if we're all the way in the moment we're in, we can soak up the abundance right where we are right now.
You know, I love a quote by Alan Watts, great philosopher, and he says, you know, we always want to be in the future. And then finally, I'm paraphrasing, finally, when we get into the future, we don't realize that we're there because we're already thinking about the next future.
Mm.
And so
that's a travesty.
It is. We've missed the future that we so desired and created. And we're in it and we don't even realize we're there because we want something else. Right? It's crazy.
That's right. And all power is in the present moment. We have no power tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't here yet. And we have no power yesterday. That's done.
All the power that we have
and can access is right now.
So how can we access it? Because people are tuning in. They're like, I'm broke. I don't have the fullness of divine good. How do we access the power of abundance now? Or just how do we attract it to us?
The fastest way to manifest the abundance we are, and abundance is not anything we have to get or make up. We are it. Mm-hmm. We are abundance. This is stuff we're made of.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest way to attract the physical manifestations of abundance in our world is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So thankful in this moment. I say that almost all day as a mantra. Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed. I heard our beloved Joan Rivers, who passed on, what a brilliant woman. She said that for something like 30 years, they've been sending a limo for her.
And every time she got in?
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That's the fullness of divine.
Tell her what happened. And every time she got in, what did she say?
Every time she got in, she said, thank you, God. I'm so blessed. I'm so chosen.
Now, here's the question.
Every time she got into a limo. Now, you would think after the first 10 years.
Okay, but you know what? Here's the thing. Every time. And you know, that's just part of the flow. But here's the question. Because if we're not in a flow of gratitude, there's a lot of listeners out there tonight who are struggling, you know, who've never been in a limousine, who've never enjoyed abundance, who've never enjoyed goodness or happiness. And they're sitting there and they're like, okay, I got these pills. I got this gun. I got this. And I'm not putting the energy out there to say that, you know, this is what was happening. But what do we do with people who are out there now saying, really, like, cut the shit and just bring it on real? And how do we get into the flow of abundance? And how do I really achieve it? What do you tell the desperate, like I'm talking pure, 100% desperate folk out there? What do you tell them?
Where I understand desperate. That's where I was when I almost took that whole bottle of 800 milligram Motrin. I absolutely understand desperate. And I almost took myself out. And the only thing that stopped me from taking myself out is that I had a baby that I was still nursing and a two-year-old. And the thought crossed my mind, what will happen to your children? And I believe that that voice will give you whatever you need in that moment to snap you back to say, wow, my life does have meaning. You've got to know your life has meaning. And for me, all those crazy moments that I had, the divorces and the bankruptcies and the foreclosures and the loss and losing my mother passing on and losing a baby at about 4 or 5 months pregnancy, devastation, all these devastating moments of life, you've got to know that there is a grander and higher purpose always at work, always. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds trite to have faith, but that really is the thing that pulls you through a lot of that stuff. You can't see it. You've got to have faith.
Got to. But now how do we tell people out there who are listening that don't know how to?
Well, if they're listening, which I did, I saw other people. I was reading a little bit of Tony Robbins, you know, and he was telling his story of woe and gloom and doom and how he was sleeping in this tiny apartment. And I heard other woe is me stories. And these people somehow had mustered something inside themselves and were able to turn it around. And they were telling me in the moments where I could not see anything, they were saying, you can do it. You can do it. You've got the same thing inside of you that I got inside of me. And something in me believed it enough, that little thing that Christ talked about, the mustard seed, that's all you really need, to say, you know what, I'm going to give it one more try. That could be our voices tonight. You have it. You have it within you. Everyone listening, you have it within you. You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it. It. And you do have it in you. I believe it. And you know, I love what Maya Angelou said. If one person is capable, we all are. We all are.
Yes.
You can do it. All right. Well, now let's get down this path, because you're on a really amazing journey right now. And I called it the following the white rabbit. Now,
we talked about that earlier today, didn't we? Wow.
We did. And people are like, what are they talking about? But just bear with the crazy, because the crazy is going to make sense. I promise. It's abundance for all tonight. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I've got a wonderful guest and a dear friend, Valerie Love. We've never met in person, but our spirits are with each other constantly. So we are friends. But abundance for all.
Yes.
So point one, you write, follow the white rabbit and go down that rabbit hole into Wonderland. Ask and open up yourself to answers. Break that down and tell us what we've got to do, because this is a life class tonight. Abundance for all. Point one is following the white rabbit. Now, what does the white rabbit mean?
The white rabbit is your intuition, that inner voice that says, go this way, go that way. It's this little whisper, and it runs so quickly that we miss it easily because life is loud.
Mm-hmm.
Life is loud, right?
Keep going. Listen, I'm taking notes. Keep going. It's your show tonight. Keep going.
Movie with
it is your show.
I love it. Johnny Depp was in Alice in Wonderland. He played very appropriately the Mad Hatter, because I think there's just so something so wonderfully mad about Johnny Depp. I love him, and I love him in Alice in Wonderland. And Alice had this whole crazy life going on above ground that they had made up for her, that she didn't really want to live. And she kept seeing this little white rabbit slip here and there. And she couldn't help herself but follow it. And she ran after that rabbit, and it looked crazy. And it sucked her down the rabbit hole. Well, that's what I did. I followed that white rabbit. And the reason I believe that we follow that white rabbit is because we know there's something so much bigger and more for us than what we're experiencing. We know there is. You ever get that feeling that? But there's something so much more bigger for me than what I'm currently experiencing. What is it? That's the reason to ask, and then open yourself to receive the answer. Open yourself. If we already think we know the answers, we won't receive the answers.
Mm.
We've got to ask, what is there for me? What is it? What is it? And I have been asking, Max, I've been asking for decades, how can I empower people to be more abundant? I got to tell you a strange little story. Is it okay?
It's going to be perfectly okay. We're going to play a quick song. And when we're back, we're going to hear your story. Jingle bells on Max and Friends. Hit it.
Bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. That was Jingle Bells, one of my favorite songs. And before we left, we were talking to my guest, Valerie Love, in Abundance for All. Tell us about your story.
You know, I was in Mexico on vacation, and I saw this beautiful little lady, and she had maybe about 5 or 6 children, all under the age of, I would say, 8. She was carrying one. She had a toddler. She had several children around her. And one of the older ones, about 7 years old, came over to me, a little boy, and he said, "Miss Dollar." Now, it was clear he didn't understand English. He knew clearly how to say that. And I went to reach for my purse, and my husband that was with me at the time said, you know, sort of like below his, under his breath, you know how, you know, you whisper to a person, and he was like, don't do that, because you're going to get swarmed. If you pull out a dollar, you're going to get swarmed with kids. And I thought, oh my goodness, how can I not? Look at these little kids. They're so cute. And so my heart, just bleeding heart, right? So I give the little lad a dollar, and sure enough, I was surrounded by kids, and he almost had to rescue me, right? Well, fast forward, I go to Kenya. And in Kenya, I see I'm in the village, and I'm visiting Kenya, and I go through Kibera. And Kibera is supposedly the largest slum in all of Africa outside Soweto in South Africa. So Kibera in Kenya is where people live who make maybe just a few dollars a day. And I saw this very abject poverty, and I saw abject poverty a few places. And inside me, the other field, this feeling stirring inside yourself that says, I can do something about this. But you don't know what or how, or it feels like, okay, what am I to do? Well, I kept asking those questions, and I kept seeing themes like that. And Max, I tell you, when I got in my spirit, when I followed the white rabbit and went down the rabbit hole and saw what we as a collective consciousness had came up with regard to the answer to this, it answers that, and it gave my life great new meaning. Now, not so much because we have a new technology that's global currency that people call Bitcoin. That's not so much the big deal of it. The big deal of it is what I see as our evolutionary leap, that we all came here as a people, all of us that are on this planet right now, to engage, to participate in an evolutionary leap that is occurring. And we've got to be able to read the handwriting on the wall and say, the evolutionary leap is happening. Let me spur it on. Let me get engaged. Let me engage in life, in the ways that I'm called to engage in life, so that this leap can, you know, soar like a rocket ship and ascend consciousness. That's why we're all here on the planet, to ascend consciousness. And the Mayan soul is what happened. So that's what happened when I went down the rabbit hole. I got the answers, and it gave so much meaning to all the things that I had been seeing that looked like pieces of a puzzle that weren't coming together.
Now, there's a lot of people listening right now whose puzzles are not coming together. And I keep referring to this because I feel it so strong. You know, and they're okay, you know what? This all sounds good, but I've got a puzzle box with 10,000 pieces and I don't even know where to start. Where do we start?
The way we start is by asking a simple question. How am I to serve? That's it. That's it. And all the universe really needs from any of us, Max, is our unreserved, unrestrained yes. That's what it needs from us to make our lives absolutely spectacular. And if you don't believe it, I say make it scientific and give it a try. Try it. Ask, right? Ask.
You know what's important, you just open
yourself to service.
Yeah, the other day, I got to tell you, the other day I was having a conversation about the what. You know, and someone proposed a question to me, what is it that you really want, right? And I was thinking, what is the want? Like, what is it that I want? And for my life, you know, not just on an everyday thing. What is it that I want for my life? And I took a minute and I was like running through such various things in my head of what I want. And then after I kind of answered the question in my head, it was, after you have a clear intention, we spoke about this before, crystal clear intention on the what it is you want in your life, the universe then will rise up and meet you and the how and the when will happen naturally. So the first question, I think, is what is my purpose? Or what is it that gives me chills? Or what is it that I want in life? A foundation. Set that foundation of what the want is so that you can build upon it. What do you have to say about that, Valerie Love?
That's absolutely it. Because in that asking, there's something so magical about asking. Asking, you know, and we hear all the gurus and the sages say, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of your questions. What questions are you asking? Some people are asking questions like, why am I so broke? Why are my kids crazy? Why is my husband treating me this way? Why is this happening to me? They
the
ask to me questions. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're not asking through me questions. Spirit, how may I channel greater love onto the planet? How may I serve in a greater way? How may I be of global significance to this human family? How
so basically, we just have to take our vocabulary and readjust it, and our sentences and readjust them, and our thought pattern and the pathologies and the patterns that we were formed upon, and break them, disrupt them, so that when we speak, we have a new vocabulary. You know, I love when we were doing that whole Oprah, the Life You Want tour. She goes, you know, instead of, she was like, I am so tired doing this. And then someone said, no, stop. Recalculate. Mm. I am looking forward to my second wind. And I think when you take that and you're able to take the moment and just seize it and say, you know what? This is good. Even when things aren't going your way, stop it, refocus, and look to see the brighter side of what's going on. And just restate the sentence and put it out there. And like, be willing to surrender to the moment of just like, you know what? It's bigger than me, and I receive it. No?
Yes.
What do you think?
Surrender. Yes. 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 And when we ask, are we opening ourselves to receive the answers to our query?
Well,
the
how many? Hold on. Let's get into this.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's get into the answer real quick. Because a lot of people don't believe that they should receive, period. They don't. Mm-hmm. And I run into them often. They don't believe they're worthy enough. They don't believe they're good enough. They can do it for. I always hear, don't you always hear, oh, I could do this for that person, this person, and that person, but when it comes for myself, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So how do we get those that don't believe they're worthy enough to receive? Because once, you know, once we have the notion of this is what we need to do, all right, so now we have to ask. But before we have to ask, and before we surrender to receive, how do we encourage people to believe that they are supposed to receive for what they ask?
That's an excellent question, because I find most people are not good receivers. Some people struggle to even receive a compliment. Mm-hmm. So what I would offer is that every one of us here listening right now, remind yourself that you have something in common with Paris Hilton. And I love to use Paris Hilton as an example. Because I don't know, you know, how she lives her life. I don't know her. I do know that she is heir to a fortune, and she knows it. And I wonder why all of us don't know that we are heir to a fortune, children of the universe. So put yourself on par with Paris Hilton. There's no difference between you and Paris Hilton, or I and Paris Hilton. None whatsoever. All of us are heirs to a fortune, because we are all equally children of the universe. How could you not have or not receive as a child of the universe? The universe literally birthed each one of us. How could it not give you what you're supposed to have then? That's impossible. True?
True. Keep going.
The only thing that really blocks us from receiving it is feeling unworthy. Well, get over it. Right? You're worthy. Get over it. And what I find, Max, was really under that thing, that unworthiness thing, is a reluctance and a fear of your own power and your own greatness. That's what I found to be under it.
Okay.
The pretending, in fairness, you know, the feigning.
Because, but let's go back to people, because this is a breakthrough. Like, we're having a breakthrough here tonight. So let's go back to people, because we, patterns and pathology, y'all talk about it all the time, you know, patterns and pathology. What is it when your pattern of growing up was told you're not worthy, you're ugly, you can't have, you can't this? So how do we find it within ourselves to finally break those patterns and pathology to say, I'm worthy? I guess just by doing it, like right that, I'm worthy. People say it with us.
Well,
say
I can tell you this.
I'm worthy.
You are worthy. You are absolutely worthy. And sometimes it doesn't help if other people tell you that, because we really each need to tell ourselves that. But I will say that there is a specific spiritual solution for unworthiness that I've lavished upon myself, and it's worked, because I've had a deep sense of unworthiness, and that is self-appreciation. I began to appreciate myself, and what you appreciate appreciates. Yes?
Gratitude.
So if you appreciate yourself, well, I appreciate, start small. I appreciate how I made a bed. I appreciate how I had that powerful conversation with Max Tucci, and I got uplifted, and I pray others got uplifted too. I appreciate that I am able to attract friends like Max Tucci. What an honor. And when you start to appreciate yourself, yourself will appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
That means go up in value. Yes? Stop. You are your own corporation, and you're CEO of the whole thing. So make it as valuable as you can.
And make it a value. And that's the truth. And so, okay, so now we're in this position. We're learning how, for all of you who are listening tonight, who don't find yourself worthy. We're giving you the foundation of how to believe you're worthy, to say you're worthy, to be appreciative, grateful. You're following us? To be grateful, to be able to ask so that you can receive. And by receiving, you have to go to the pit of your soul and open up your arms and spread them out with your palms lifted in the sky and say, I surrender to receive. Would you agree, Valerie Love?
Doesn't that feel so good? As you were speaking, I'm holding my arm up in that open-palmed way. Most people can't do that because they're afraid. They don't want to open themselves to the universe like that, because they felt like they opened themselves before and bad stuff happened, bad stuff came to them. That was not the love of the universe that birthed all of us. That
That's
was other stuff, right?
Now, the universe has a way, you say, a way better plan than you do. Trust and surrender. Trust that when your life is not making sense, you are always without expectation, being very carefully guided along the path of a divine plan. This is for your greatest good. Surrender. If this is the divine idea, yes, this is the divine idea. So trust. How do we trust that the universe will rise up and meet us, and that the how and the when will just happen naturally? How do we trust?
I find that trust comes from taking a baby step, and it worked, and your trust grows. Take another baby step.
Give us an example.
It worked. Okay, write a book. Because for me, I was at American Express for 7 years, financial planner, had over 200 clients, millions of dollars in assets under management, making good money, living in my cushy home, being fine. The nudge or the urge comes to me. right. That soul calling was to write. Now, this was before I wrote book one. Thank God, I'm blessed and honored to be the author of 11 books now. This was over 10 years ago. Book one had yet to be birthed. I had been working on a book for 10 years. That urge was right. I don't know how I'm going to make money writing. You know, that was my thought. Wait a minute, God, let's think this through now, you know, like I've got a better plan for the universe than the universe has for me. So it took me 2 years before I actually sold my financial planning practice and said, you know what, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write. I'm going to be the teacher of inspiration I know I'm called to be. I had no idea how I was going to do that. I just knew I woke up every day saying I want to inspire the world. I still say it every morning, inspire the world. That's my mantra, inspire the world. How can I do
that's
that?
Your what? You know, that's your what?
That's my what, Max.
And the how and the why are just going to naturally happen.
It happens by itself.
Yes.
I don't even have to do anything to make it happen.
You just have to know the
thing that we and I need to do. Yes, it's the one. And it's so clear for me. It's crystal clear. And the way that I inspire the world is through my written and spoken word, by my presence, by my being. And if I share my gifts, that's all I have to do in any given moment, with no expectation of receiving. No expectation. So I may help this person. I have no expectation of, no expectation.
You know what my grandmother always says? My grandmother always says, expectations lead to limitations, period.
Uh-huh.
Expectations lead to limitations. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Max Tucci. I'm your host. You're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. My guest is Valerie Love. For more information on Valerie Love, go to ValerieLove.com. And of course, we're talking about Abundance for All. So visit AbundanceForAll.info. Buy one of the 11 books. Join her on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Valerie Love is my guest tonight. And we are, our hearts are on fire because we are talking about Abundance for All. And we're having a great time doing it and trusting the universe will always rise up to meet us when we're crystal clear on the what, the when and the why, the when and the wow, the when and the how will happen naturally, and it will be a wow. So how do we then, now we're in the trust phase of taking baby steps. Step one, okay, be a writer. Okay, now I wrote a book. Okay, now I wrote two. Now I wrote 11. Faith, trust, we got it. Now how do we surrender to be able to receive the blessing because we listened to the what, to the intuition, to the white rabbit?
If we take those baby steps with the universe, following that urge, and we see that everything didn't go to hell in a handbasket like we thought it would, it did not. It actually got radically better, right? So I felt like, well, if I don't do my financial planning practice, what am I going to do? How am I going to make money? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? None of those were even anything to have a concern about because I was already worked out in the divine plan that my soul already signed up for before I came here. So all that's already taken care of in the divine plan. Your prosperity, your abundance, your well-being, your friends, your family, your soul circle of people around you, all of that's already taken care of. So when you take those baby steps and they work out pretty well, more and more of you can let go of having to control the outcome. You know, it was a gradual process for me to surrender. Now I'm like totally surrendered. I have no agenda. I have nothing I need from anyone at any time, ever. I can truly feel that I am unconditional in whatever I'm sharing with anyone at any given time because I don't need them to do anything for me. Now, before that was very different. I needed them to buy a financial plan, or I needed them to become a client, or I needed them to pay me, or I needed that. I find that when you have needs of people, then that creates that need vibration and resonance, and it's actually repulsive. It actually pushes people away. When there's nothing you need, because in truth and honesty, there's nothing we need, people are drawn to that because, once again, you are operating out of the fullness of divine good. You're here to share. I'm here to share. Only get two people together sharing. What do you have? You have each one giving each other a shower. How divine is that?
That's beautiful. And I want to talk about sharing right now. And I'm going to share with you right now. If you go to YouTube, Valerie Love Boost, I love my morning videos. But there's some great videos you're going to learn there on how to set yourself free, money slavery, starving billionaires. Ooh. We've become a certified money and wealth coach, Abundance for All movement. You can get more of this. The class, life class doesn't stop here, okay? It's every moment. So if your soul is craving for more, go right on to the amazing Valerie Love's YouTube page, and you can click right on Abundance for All movement. Valerie Love has thousands of listeners and viewers that are watching her every day. Be part of that movement. Be part of that moment. Be part of that now. Be a part of that Abundance for All with Valerie Love. There's a great video on there you could watch and just be inspired. But we're not going to let you go right now because we're just sharing with you. And what we're sharing is wisdom from along the way. So continue giving us tidbits of wisdom before we got to wrap up this show pretty soon because we've got people who are craving for wisdom. So what more do we have to tell them about surrendering, Valerie Love?
Well, all I can say, Max, is that your greatest dream, get it in your mind, right? All listeners, get it in your mind. Your biggest dream, like if this thing could come true, you would be so happy. Get it in your mind, get it in your mind, see it. Now times that by 10. Now times it by 10 again. And you will be getting somewhere near what God has for you if you surrender. Somewhere near. Your biggest dream is nowhere near what God has for you. Mm-hmm. And if that's not motivation enough, I say go to my YouTube and get some more. All night. We got hundreds of videos there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I love the quote, your life is big, keep reaching. And when you one dream comes to pass, dream bigger, dream bigger. You know, it's so true that as a little child, I used to walk around my house in Connecticut, right, thinking like Barbara Walters was interviewing me, right? I would walk around the stairs, walk around outside, oh, Barbara Walters and I having a good old time. Meanwhile, it's just me, myself, and I, and Barbara in my mind. And I was answering her questions, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I would love to do this. Fast forward, what, 30 years? And here I am with a TV show and a radio show asking people questions.
Wow. That's it.
It manifested. And now I have to dream bigger.
And you didn't have to work at it, did you? Right. Did it feel like you were making something happen? Or did you feel like you were participating in something beautiful unfolding?
You know, it was always unfolding. The work just happened naturally. You know, I've done a million things, literally. I've had a woman's line. I've had a PR company. I've done cooking shows. I've done so many things. But, you know, when I do radio and when I do sit-down interviews, I'm like, this feels good. And the work, you know, the when and the how just happen naturally. They happen naturally. And that's why I'm here 7 years later almost. You know, next May will be 7 years, 2015, that I'm doing radio. You know, and it's because that what, even though it was never really solidified as my what I want in life, it was always a notion. It was always a dream. And then here I am with beautiful people like Valerie Love inspiring all of you. You know, the show, Valerie, back in the day when this was just called To The Max and not Max and Friends, when it was based on ego and not eco.
Wow. Right? Is that amazing?
It was a different show, but it was fun. It was all good. You know, and the intentions were always out there to inspire and do, you know, to be that. And now when I see just the fluidity of shows and how people are responding and how Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, people are just like drawn and they're like, oh, that was so good. And then I know I can go to bed with a smile on my face. And I know you're going to tonight because we've got some good stuff going on here on Max and Friends. If you're just joining me, Valerie Love is my guest. I do love her because what she teaches is wisdom and what she offers is life experiences and how to live a life tonight of abundance for all. We all deserve it. So that's the number one thing. Yeah. And Valerie Love, before I let you go, because it's that time, I told you, a full hour is not enough.
Oh, we have such delicious conversation when we do.
We do. They are. Mm. They are like a full-on dig the spoon in, warm it up, put some whipped cream on top, put some sprinkles, because it's delicious.
With a cherry too, huh?
You could put a black cherry. How you doing?
Come on.
A good old black cherry. I love black cherries. Now, here's the story, y'all. Before we run, my advice to you is your life is big, so keep reaching. And figure out, be crystal clear on the what, so that the when and how will just happen naturally. But know what it is you want, and know you're deserving of it. Valerie Love, what do you tell our guests tonight who are listening? As the last,
some beautiful wisdom. Be who you are. Be who you are. All the way. No apologies. No holds barred. Be who you are. All of it. All the way. Be all of who you are.
Be who you are.
Yes.
And if you don't know who you are, tweet me at Max Tucci and we'll talk about it because there's more to life. And when we can share and give and inspire, it's already in you. You know who you are. You just need a friend. You know, they always say the best life teachers in life are yourself. You are your best life teacher because only you will go through what you go through in life. Only you will experience what you're experiencing. And only you know how to handle yourself. So be who you are. Because who you are, in my eyes, is love. Because that's what we're all here for. It's to love one another. And my guest is Valerie Love. For more information, go to ValerieLove.com. And, of course, AbundanceForAll.info. To carry this conversation on and to be inspired more, please go to YouTube and visit Valerie Love's YouTube page there. And what else do you want everyone to know before you go, girl?
I want everyone to know that they are loved beyond comprehension. I put that on all the end of last of my vids. You are loved beyond comprehension. If you knew how many beings of love and light were around you right now, doting on you, praying over you, loving you, sending you love, healing you, you would never be afraid. You would never be hesitant. Know you're loved. Know you're loved.
I love you all for listening. Valerie Love, I love having you on the show. I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'm going to call you real quick. Before I go, everyone, I've got to let you know that, of course, Monifa's going to be joining us, and so is Champagne Dye. She's coming back, and the divine Jackie Collins will be with me here on Max and Friends the 28th of December. Jackie Collins is back. We're talking about her cookbook, some recipes for the new year, and some cocktails, too. Speaking of cocktails, don't drink and drive. Stay over. You might find your next lover. I love you all for listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night, good karma, and remember to take this week to the max. I love you all. Happy holidays.